veteran conservationist in water bike river test. A 90-year-old explorer is taking on a marathon quest to raise funds for rainforest research. Robin Hanbury-Tennyson is riding a water bike 104 miles down the River Thames from Oxford to Teddington Lock, Richmond, to raise £150,000 for the Thousand Year Trust. The Trust, led by his son Merlin, plans to use the funds to help build Europe's first temperate rainforest research station on Bodmin Moor. Mr. Hanbury-Tennyson begins the challenge at Magdalen Bridge, Oxford, on Friday, June 19th, aiming to complete the equivalent of a marathon each day over 4 days, finishing at Teddington Lock on Monday, June the 22nd, International Rainforest Day. The journey marks another adventure for the celebrated conservationist, despite his age. Mr. Hanbury-Tennyson said, "At 90, you work with what you've got, and you keep going." He has spent decades exploring and protecting rainforests across the globe, but says the UK's own rainforest is almost forgotten. Mr. Hanbury-Tennyson said, "I've spent a lifetime exploring the world's great rainforests. What many people don't realise is that one of the most remarkable was right here on our own doorstep, and it's almost gone. I've seen what we've lost. I've reached an age where I feel, rather urgently, that if I'm going to do something about it, I'd better get on with it." Britain's temperate rainforest, once stretching along the Atlantic coast, is now reduced to fragmented and degraded patches. The Thousand Year Trust operates a 250-acre restoration site near Bodmin Moor, home to an ancient oak woodland more than 3,600 years old. The proposed research station, designed by architects Unknown Works, will include laboratory facilities, a community hub, and a living roof. It will accommodate up to 12 researchers and support long-term ecological study. Merlin Hanbury-Tennyson, founder and managing director of the Thousand Year Trust, said, "My father spent his life fighting for the natural world. To see him take on something like this at 90, for a cause we are now building together, is extraordinary. This research station will give Britain's temperate rainforest the scientific home it has never had. We are asking people to help us make it a reality." Mr. Hanbury-Tennyson will be supported by his son and Conservation Director Harrison Carter in an escort boat. And accompanying this article is a photograph of Robin Hanbury-Tennyson sitting in a chair. And accompanying this article is a photograph of Robin Hanbury-Tennyson sitting in a chair next to what looks like a pond with his water bike on the water.